The municipality of Grey Highlands has closed Kimberley Hall indefinitely. The hall, which is also the location of one of the municipality's three library branches, needs repairs and was abruptly closed in recent weeks. Yellow caution tape has been put up around the building with a note stating, "Due to a maintenance issue, Kimberley Hall and the library branch are closed until further notice." The municipality has been notified of a maintenance issue in need of repair at Kimberley Hall. As such, the hall, including the library branch, is closed to the public until further notice. We apologize for the inconvenience, and updates will be posted on social media and the municipal website when the hall is reopened, stated a news release sent out by the municipality. Michelle Harris, the municipality's Director of Building, Economic and Community Development, said the municipality is assessing the work required to get the building back open to the public as soon as possible. "We have expedited a building envelope study for the Kimberley Hall and are awaiting results of that report, which we anticipate being complete within the next week. The results of the study will provide us with understanding of what is required in regards to repairs," Harris said in an email to Collingwood Today. "We are currently working to get quotes for the anticipated work required. Our goal is to get the remedial work completed as quickly as possible, to ensure that the hall is opened again as soon as it can be." During the 2024 budget discussions, Grey Highlands municipal staff made a request for $100,000 in capital funding for structural upgrades for Kimberley Hall. In June 2023, the municipality's building condition assessment report identified serious issues with the building. The exterior brick cladding had exceeded useful life service and appeared to be unstable with the presence of bowing, bulging, or leaning. In addition, the brick layer demonstrated spalling, cracks, and stepped cracks with crumbled mortar and falling bricks was noted at the front facade. During the site visit, snow and rain penetration was noted through the exterior wall, and light penetration was visible at the mezzanine floor, the report stated. Grey Highlands Council initially approved the $100,000 capital request from staff, but the amount was later removed from the budget as a cost-saving measure.